This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about how to be happier. This week, as we get ready for the new year and put together the three elements of the Happier Trifecta for 2024, we will review our 23 in 23 list and report on how we did. We will report on our 24 for 24 list in an upcoming episode. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, New Year's resolutions, and human nature. I'm in my little home office in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I think maybe you're ahead of me on the 23 for 23 list. We're going to have to count them up.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yeah, Gretch, I did better than I usually do. You know, there have been years where a scant number
for both of us
completed. Yes. So I feel good about this year.
Yes.
Now, Gretch, we want to remind everyone we're doing an upcoming very special episode, 460, about resolutions. So we want your comments, your insights, your hacks, your questions. What resolution changed your life? What resolution did you decide not to pursue upon thinking about it?
Yeah.
And of course, what strategies did you use to keep your resolution?
Yeah, send it in. We're gathering it up. Also, because we are in gift giving and getting season, I wanted to remind everybody about my super fun gift quiz, which is at gretchenrubin.com/quiz. It will help you if you are feeling stuck. Elizabeth, we have a few members of our family who I would say are a little bit more challenging to, I think, of good presents. And so even though I came up with a quiz, I myself found it very useful. Yes. And this week, our Try This at Home suggestion is to review your 23 in 23 list. So let's just, for people who don't know, explain what our 23 in 23 list is.
Yeah, so this is a list of things we make every year, 22 and 22, 23 and 23. This year is 24 and 24. A list of things that we want to do that year. These are not resolutions. These are things, they can be small and whimsical, like, you know, buy myself a bouquet of tulips.
Yeah.
Too big, like go outside every day for 23 minutes in 2023.
Which you could cast that as a resolution. So sometimes these things, I think, could be considered resolutions, but we're putting them in a different framework.
Yes. And I like this framework because it feels more fun.
Yeah.
A suggestion, these things are not written in stone. You can change your items if you so choose.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a guide for the year. And we love doing it. And we also love reading other people's lists because people put the most amazing things on their lists.
Yeah. I mean, research shows that, this is no surprise to anyone, that when we set specific aims for ourselves, when we really write something, articulate it for ourselves, something that we want, and we write it down, we are more likely to achieve them. You're more likely to hit a target if you aim at it. And so taking the time to make this list can make a big difference to our happiness. You can make sure that fun things that you want to do don't get forgotten. If there are things that you need to plan, it's written down somewhere. Sometimes people make lists that are only fun things. Sometimes people make them into categories of like work, family, fun. And this is part of the Happier Trifecta, which is the annual challenge, which we will reveal in an upcoming episode, which is like Go Outside 23 and 23. That's coming up in episode 461. There's the one word theme that we talked about in episode 458. My theme is Revisited, and your theme is
Book.
Yeah. And then there's this list. So then making the list. Because, yeah, Elizabeth, as you say, some people just don't like resolutions. They don't like the idea of them, or they failed in the past. They don't like that approach.
Yes. A resolution can have a negative connotation for some people, whereas I think a list is more fun.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know what we found, Elizabeth, you and I go back and forth on these, and sometimes we'll coordinate, like we're going to try that this year more than some years. But then I've heard of like coworkers doing it, or like everybody will sit around the table and make their own list. So there are ways that a married couple does it together, or, you know, you can use it as a way to connect with other people, whether in making the list or doing some of the things on the list. So it can be really, really fun. There's no wrong way to do it.
Yeah. And it's great because it's clarifying and creative. It makes you think about what do you want to do this year?
Yes.
And anytime you reflect on something, it brings it to the forefront. So it's just helpful in that way.
And Elizabeth, isn't it funny? People will send us their list and you get such a picture of someone from their list.
Totally.
It feels like you get this insight into their personality. Like with your characters in the novel that you're writing, I bet you, if you've thought about it, you could come up with their 24 for 24 list. Because it just shows you your desires, your challenges, your temptations, your values. Anyway, it's super fun. Okay, so let us jump in. And this sometimes people tie this into their one-word theme in creative ways. Sometimes it just sort of colors the list. So, Elizabeth, give us your one-word theme for 2023, and then let's start going through your list. So your one-word theme for 2023 was?
Scale.
Yes, so that's.
And that was getting on the scale every day. That was scaling mountains or hills, in my case. That was scaling my career. So all sorts of things.
Okay, so here, let's go through it. Number one, hike Fryman Canyon 50 times.
So, Gretch, I did this and I upped it and I did it. Well, I'm on track to do it 100 times. I'm on number 97 and I still have plenty of time.
Yes.
So, very proud about that.
That's huge. You doubled it. So, you got into it and then you realized you upped it, I think, twice, right?
Yes, I sure did. Twice because I just got so into it.
You tracked it in the Happier app, right? Which made me very happy.
Yes, I tracked it both in the Happier app and also in my habit tracker journal, Gretchen. I wrote down
the Don't Break the Chain.
Don't Break the Chain journal, yes, because I love looking at it on paper.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll link to both of those in the show notes if you're interested in either the paper version or the app version. Number two, floss every night.
This one was a bit spotty, Gretchen, I have to say. I have not gotten to where I need to get on flossing, but it did help keep it in my mind that I should be doing it.
Do you think you did a better job?
I think I did a better job, yes.
But so this is, I've mentioned this before, because this was on your list, I realized I wasn't flossing at all. Yeah, you just forgot about the fact that a person should floss. So you got me back into morning flossing. So so you get like a vicarious credit for that because you gave me that habit. Number three, get back in your wedding rings.
I did. I got back in my wedding rings. So, Gretch, I have really not been able to wear my wedding rings since I gave birth to Jack, and I've refused to get them resized. Mm-hmm. So now I can wear them. So that is a good feeling.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Do you wear them every day now?
I don't because I'm so out of the habit, but I wear them whenever I sort of go out and do something. But I am thinking maybe I'll start wearing them every day again and just get used to the feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wear mine every day and I never think about it. It's like your contacts. You notice it when they're coming on and off, but not once they're on.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. So I'll do that.
Number four, hike in Ojai with Sarah.
Got that crossed off the list. One of my favorite things.
Yeah. And I think you're planning another one, I heard, on Happier in Hollywood.
Yes, we are. So I'll get at least two hikes with Sarah and Ojai in this year. Hopefully a lot more next year.
Well, and that's more scaling. So you scaled fried and canyon and you scaled in Ohio. Number five, take a trip with friends from high school.
Okay, haven't done that, but we've discussed it. I know when we go, where we're going to go. So that is progress. Hoping to do that in the spring.
Oh, okay. So it's underway, but it's not complete. It's not achieved. Okay. Get the perfect small cross body bag.
Yes, I think I accomplished that, Gretch. And I think I'm getting a couple. I've got one that's a nice black leather, and I'm going to get another one, I think, for myself for Christmas that's a more casual one.
Okay. I'll put it on your list. I'll get it for you for Christmas. I think it's always nice. I like the things where it's a purchase because you and I as underbuyers will often not make purchases that we need. So it's helpful for us to put them on the list. But then on the other hand, it is actually something that you can just do in that day when you make up your mind.
It's, so it feels like it's 30 seconds.
Yeah, but for us, it actually is hard. So it's, I think for some people, it's like, why would you even put that on the list? It's so easy. But for us, we actually need, we need a little bit of a nudge for some things. Okay. Use your packing cubes. You gave me packing cubes. I use the packing cubes you gave me. Do you use your packing cubes?
I absolutely do. I use them several times already. I love my packing cubes. They make me feel very adult.
Who knew that people were so passionate about packing cubes? This was a big revelation for
you and
me.
It's a whole world. And can I give a little packing cube hack, which is I love putting my dirty clothes, once I've worn them when I'm traveling, into the biggest pouch. And that way they're separated and it's easy to keep track. So
that's
a little
great
packing cube hack for you.
Oh, that's great. Number eight, read 23 novels. This also includes listening to audiobooks. That counts as reading.
Did
you?
Yes.
You did way more than 23.
Yes, definitely did that. Yes.
You might have tripled that. I don't know.
No. But I it was a lot more than 23.
Okay. All right, good. During the potential writer's strike, okay, spoiler alert, it was not a potential writer's strike. It was an actual writer's strike, the longest writer's strike in history, right?
Yes.
Yeah, outline a novel.
Did that, well underway with the novel, and that's part of why my word for 24 is going to be book. So yes, cross that one off.
That's a huge one. Number 10, try pickleball.
Yep. Sarah and I went on a cruise together in the Caribbean for research for a project we're doing, and we played pickleball on the cruise ship.
So, but Elizabeth, you were not bit by the pickleball bug.
I wasn't. Uh-huh. Haven't been bit yet, but I'm glad I tried it. I enjoyed it. I'll tell you, that is great exercise.
Oh, that's good. Number 11, get her Mahjong group going again.
Did that. Been playing Mahjong. Makes me so happy, Gretchen.
Always carry Kleenex. Number 12.
That's an adult thing.
Yeah.
I've got this probably 90%. I try to always have a little packet of Kleenex.
And is it just a matter of putting it in your bag and keeping it in your glove compartment and stuff? So.
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to remember to replenish it.
Yeah.
Because I find when I have Kleenex, I use Kleenex.
Oh, I see. So it's one of those things where it's kind of maintaining its presence more than just sticking it in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that counts as doing 90% for Kleenex is good enough. And then there'll be one day when you really need it and you don't have it, and then you will never forget again.
Inevitably.
So, yes. Number 13, get 2 body scans.
Okay, so I got 1 body scan.
Okay.
I wanted to get 2 so I had some comparison, but that's okay. 1 is good because I had gotten 1 in last year. So the comparisons have started. And my scan was improved.
But you have had 2 body scans. I think you can get this as a cross off because now you have had 2.
True.
But okay.
Yeah.
Let's give you the win.
Okay. Why not?
Okay. Number 14, walk to Malibu. I'm very excited about this one for you. I want to do this.
I know, Gretch, this is a carryover, and I haven't done it yet. My friend Allison went ahead and did it with another friend because she got sick of waiting for me. So need to do it.
Okay. Number 15, this is a big one. Everybody is rooting for you. Everybody is waiting to hear. Have you finished your will with Adam?
I don't think it is finished. We've had some back and forth about it, but I'm not sure where it stands. So, and it's almost like I need to just email and say, where are we on this? But it's, I'm afraid the answer is going to be you have to do this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have time, Gretchen. I'm going to still try to get this done by the end of the year. How about that?
Well, and sometimes people say just print out the most basic version that you can just do to have something in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, just offer that up. Number 16, go outside 23 minutes a day in 2023.
Yeah, scratch. I don't know that I've done this every single day, but I have done it the vast majority of days. Our challenge to go outside 23 and 23 has made me spend so much more time outside.
Yeah.
I want to just keep it going forever.
Yes, part of it is just looking for those opportunities, like the way you started going outside and being outside when the dogs were going outside in the morning.
Yes.
Just sort of saying like, oh, that's such a nice way to start the day.
Yes, or working outside. I've been spending some time writing outside, or if Adam's sitting by the fire, making a point of going with him and sitting by the fire.
Yeah.
So that has been great.
That's excellent. Number 17, host a family party.
Well, I would say yes and no. I hosted Thanksgiving, which, Gretch, I'm counting that as a huge win.
Oh,
I wanted to host a party for the whole extended Fiero family, but I didn't do that. But I'm going to count Thanksgiving for 15 as a big win.
Yes, I definitely think that that counts. And it was many hours, many people. Four dogs. You had your tablescape. It was a full-on family party.
It was so fun.
Number 18, build up Daisy's and Nacho's stamina so they can go on hikes. These are your two corgis.
Yes. I think they've gotten in better shape, but not yet good enough shape to go on a hike. So I'm not going to give myself that one.
Okay. Upgrade your home office.
Big fail on that, Gretch. I've not done a thing.
That's a big one. That's not buying the perfect crossbody bag. That's a major undertaking. Okay, other end of the scale, 20, throw out your gross t-shirts.
Gretch, would you believe this is one I have not done? This should be one of the easiest. But like you, I just have trouble throwing out t-shirts, no matter how gross they are.
It's hard to do and it's easy to do. And like weirdly, I almost feel like, well, I want to keep these gross ones because then I'll wear it when I don't want to wear a nice one. But then
you just wear
your gross ones all the time and you never wear the nice ones, which I don't want to wear the nice ones because I save the nice ones. You know what I do now is if I buy something new, I wear it right away so that I don't start saving
That's
it.
Smart.
Because, you know, but getting rid of the ones that are just sort of blown out, it's
maybe I just say, like, I have to go in my closet and throw out three t-shirts.
Can I just say, I'm just licking my chops to get back into your closet in your office. You know
no
how much
doubt.
I get such a charge. So maybe that's something that I can look forward to in 2024 and you can dread. Number 21, get a new robe.
Yes, got a new robe for Christmas last year from Adam.
Okay, that's a good one. Number 22, go away for a night with friends.
Yes, did that. Lovely.
And then number 23, the final one, this was one that was not in your control. Do season 3 of Fantasy Island. That was an outcome.
Yes, that I was trying to manifest on my list.
Yes, because usually we say you put in an action, not an outcome, because you can't control outcomes, but you can control actions. You can't learn Italian, but you can practice your Italian 20 minutes a day. But here you were like, I'm going to manifest it. Because listen, you do have a lot of power of manifesting. We have seen that.
I think I do. But I did not manifest this, Gretchen. We did not get a season 3 of Fantasy Island. Or I should say we did, and then they took it away. It was a very roller coaster of an experience. Love doing Fantasy Island. Great experience. Very sad it's over, but onward.
Okay. Well, listen, looking at this list, it reminds me of one of our hacks. And we've sort of talked about this before we talked about your list, but it's really nice to make sure that your list includes some things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Even if there are things that are might be stressful or taxing, like doing a family party, it was a lot to do, but in the end, you really enjoyed it.
Yes.
That's good. But then it's fun to do some things that are purely fun.
Right. Like go to an escape room.
Yes. Where you're like, oh, I actually look forward to that. And that would actually be fun. I think sometimes you and I don't include enough things that are just fun where you're like, ooh, I'm so glad to have an excuse to go do that thing. I think that, especially for obligers. Obligers often need to be reminded to do things that are fun for them. And so a way to get yourself to do that if you're an obliger is your list can be a form of accountability for you.
Yes.
You're accountable to your future self. So that's something to think about. That's a little drive-by hack.
Yes. All right, Gretch, coming up, we're going to go through your list. But first, this break.
The The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Gretch, we are back. We're discussing our 23 and 23 lists. Let's start with, what was your word of the year?
My word was wave. I wanted to ride the wave of my new book coming out, Life in Five Senses. I wanted to wave to people as I was doing events, and I wanted to just have the energy and forward motion of a wave.
Great word. Okay, let's start on your list. Number one, visit the Met every day.
Absolutely. This was something that I started for Life in Five Senses, but now I've been doing it for years. I love going to the Met every day. I think I'll go to the Met every day for the rest of my life. It's just such a huge source of joy for me. So it's funny, that one seems like a lot, but it actually was not hard because it was already part of my day.
All right, number two, go outside 23 and 23.
Just did that. I love that. Would walk in the park. I would go for longer walks with Barnaby. Of course, walking to the Met. That was time outside. Yeah.
You also walk and talk on the phone with friends, which I think is a great outside hack.
I love a walk and talk. Or sometimes, like, if I'm getting on the phone with mom and dad, I'll be like, hey, let me stick in my headphones and I'll walk while we're talking. So I do love that.
Number three, catch up on your photo albums.
Ooh, I just did this. Yes, this is always a task, and it never takes as long as I think it will. So that is a huge relief.
Okay, number four, 30 straight days of culture. You might want to explain this one.
Okay. This was amazing. And of course, I live in New York City. So of course, I feel so incredibly grateful that I live in New York City. But I think you could do this in a lot of places, especially if you broaden your idea of what you meant by culture or how to do it. So what I said was that for 30 straight days, and I had to pick the days where I thought it would be the least interrupted by travel and holidays and things. For 30 straight days, I wanted to do something cultural. So I could go to a book party or a book talk or a lecture or a ballet performance, or a play, or a stand-up comic, or whatever. Now, I think some people could have your culture be like, watch a documentary. But I had things where I had to actually go out. I did count things like a book club, because that's where you're talking about a book, and I'm in a lot of book clubs. But I didn't count something like having dinner with friends. So mere socializing did not count as 30 days of culture, but a book club discussion did. And it did run longer than 30 days because I traveled in the middle. And there were a couple days where, like, the timing just didn't work out for things that I wanted to do. But it was so fun. Often I would get, like, a friend of mine knows a lot about the ballet. So I was like, I said to her, like, tell me which one is the best. Which one would I like the best? And you come with me. So we had wonderful evening. Eliza, I went to a book talk about a book that I knew she would like. So she came with me. So Jamie went to a stand-up comedian with me. But some of them I just went to see by myself. I went to see Martha Stewart speak. That was super fun. I went by myself. But it was great, and it just reminds you, like, if you get out there and do things, it's so fun, and it feels like, oh my gosh, it's so much, and it was a lot. I love doing kind of an intense thing like that. But it really got me in the habit of looking on websites or looking in, you know, magazines and newspapers and just being on the alert, like, whoa, that would be a fun, you know, it's good to do things.
It really is, and you learn so much.
You learn so much, you get out there, you run into people, you make plans, you know, you just, you feel like you're taking advantage of the world.
Yes.
So anyway, that was hugely successful for me in terms of boosting my happiness and my feelings of being engaged with the world.
Number five, tackle one difficult email per day.
No, I didn't do that. I mean, no, I did. I kind of forgot about it, truthfully. And then I would remember, I think I just block it. So, nope.
Okay. Number six, make standing haircut appointments.
No, but what I do now is on the same day that I have a haircutting appointment, I make it for the future one. So kind of, I would say
I count that.
Yeah, I feel that like that's more manageable. Somehow doing it for the whole year, I feel sort of, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to reschedule this a million times, you know? Yeah. I can get in. Sometimes people are like, I can't get an appointment, but I'm like, if I do it weeks and weeks in advance, I can get in.
Yes, I think counts.
I have flexibility. Okay. Thank you. It counts. Good.
Number seven, buy new underwear. This is like my throw out t-shirts one.
Yes. Similar. I have new underwear. That's exciting. Yes.
Nice. Okay. Good to know. Number eight, have a summer of rereading.
Okay. I'm going to count this as a yes, but with an asterisk. Because I reread all the books that I wanted to read, which was delightful. I love rereading. These were books that I've been meaning to reread forever, like Story of a Soul, which I've read like 10 times, but wanted to reread. That's St. Therese's of Lisieux's memoir. I wanted to reread William James's Varieties of Religious Experience because it's so interesting. So I reread that. So I reread some stuff. I did not reread Elias Canetti's Crowds in Power. This is a book that haunts me. I bought it and like didn't read it for 2 years because it was like felt so overwhelming. And then I'm like, I've got to reread Crowds in Power. And then I just couldn't get myself to do it. So I have left it on the counter where I see it. And I'm like, okay, when I feel like I have the emotional wherewithal to pick it up, I will. It just reverberates on all these levels. I love the writing of Elias Canetti, but it takes a lot. So I'm still going to do that. Maybe I'll do that by the end of the year, but I reread everything else. I'm going to count that for sure. Yeah, okay.
Number nine, be more systematic about connecting with friends and colleagues.
The problem with this is it's too vague. Be more systematic is just too vague. I should have come up with a plan. So I didn't do that. I wouldn't even know if I did do it because what did I even mean by that? I have no idea. That is an example of a very poorly constructed line item. Just learn from my mistake. That is not the way to do it because I don't know what I'm asking myself to do. And so it's not a surprise that I did not do it, even though I do want to connect more systematically with friends and colleagues.
Number 10, buy airplane jeans.
Okay, this was a huge, this is a thing about identify the problem because Elizabeth, because on social media, people were like, what are airplane jeans? And I had to say, well, airplane jeans are when, or it's a pair of jeans that's so comfortable that you would wear it on an airplane. And then I realized that I actually had airplane jeans. They were just these black cargo pants that did everything I wanted from airplane jeans. And so I didn't even need to buy them. I already owned them, but I just had not thought of them in the category of airplane jeans.
Oh, nice.
Once I identified the problem, I realized I already had them.
Number 11, help Eleanor get a driver's license and Elizabeth to make a will.
I did not do either of those things. This is a happiness
bully. You're being
bully.
Stubborn.
Yes. Nope.
Number 12, figure out the direction for your next writing project. That's a big one.
Yes, I'm going to do Secrets of Adulthood. So exciting. Yay. Stay tuned for more. Yes, I'm very excited.
Number 13, enjoy 23 seconds of a sensory delight each day.
Oh, I love this. Yes, this is very, very easy. Okay. But it was fun to have fun with the number 23.
Yes.
Yes. And to just keep my mind on my five senses. But that was very, very delightful.
Number 14, wear makeup every day.
I do that. Yes, I do that.
And we've talked about how wearing makeup seems to also make you dress more nicely every day.
Yeah, it just makes me feel more ready for the day somehow. And it just does not take that long the way I do it. So I built it up into this whole thing, which it's not.
Number 15. Oh, I know you did this one. Work on my Muse machine.
This is done. I worked on it. I created it. You can buy this thing. It's so cool. I'm so excited about this. This is this deck of creative prompts. I was just gloating over it yesterday, like a dragon with its horde. I love this thing. So that was a big one.
Yes. And it's been very popular. Didn't you sell out like right away?
Yeah. I worked with a brilliant team to put it together. It's gorgeous. It's great. It's great creativity. If you get stuck, you need a Muse machine. And this is your Muse machine.
Love it. Number 16, create a time capsule for 2023. Now, this is an idea we talked about in episode 401.
So listen, I crossed this off the list. I just decided I didn't want to create a time capsule. Okay. So I mindfully rejected this one. I think it's a cool idea.
You're allowed.
I like the idea of doing it, but I just was like, I'm not feeling it for 2023. So maybe another year, but I did not do it.
Number 17, ask people for the names of journalists who might be interested in your book, Life in Five Senses.
I did that. I got, people were very helpful. That was great when I was doing, when I was in my big push. Thank you, everyone who helped.
Good, good. Number 18, start a new group. You love groups, as do I.
I love a group. I did not start a new group.
Okay. So, well, you have a lot of groups, I will.
But I like, but there's a huge engine of happiness for me. That's why I want another one. I want more.
I know. I just asked someone to put me in their new book group the other day.
There you go. They're great.
Number 19, once a month, pick a New York City place you've never visited and go there.
Okay, this was our mother's idea. This was, okay, so I did not do this once a month. I did it, I think, 5 times. I don't know why it was so hard to do. I think it's because it takes, you know, a couple of hours. And I was always like, no, I should be working or I'll do it another day.
It can be intimidating, too, to go someplace you've never been.
But it's really fun because I would hear about places and I would be like, oh, that sounds so fun. Like, I should go there. Like, I kept this running list. I haven't been on the Staten Island Ferry forever. So I'm like, oh, I should go on the Staten Island Ferry. I took a ferry to Red Hook. That was great. I'd always wanted to go to Sunnyside, went to Sunnyside. And so now I have a visual of these places. It's an adventure. I like just remembering, like, you could just get on the subway and go. Yeah. So many places in New York City. It's amazing. So I really loved this, but I did not do it. I don't think I even did it half the months, but it's really a cool thing to do. So I want to think about why I didn't do it more consistently. And maybe I can figure that out.
Okay. Number 20, embrace this year of family transition.
Yes, we are empty nest, or as Elizabeth, as you and I have changed the language, it is open door. We are in the open door period. And I really have. I think I've been thinking about it. Jamie and I have been talking about what we want to do. We are embracing this, and I feel like we're still
in it.
We're still like figuring it out. We're still in the transition, but I would give myself credit for that.
Yes. By the way, Gretchen, my sister-in-law, Michelle, is calling this re-nesting.
Ah.
Because she's sort of refiguring out her home and what they're going to be doing. So I love that.
That's great, too.
Okay, number 21, review this list on the 23rd of each month.
No.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that. It's a good idea, but I didn't do it.
Number 22, add a my 30 minutes to your calendar each workday and figure out a catchy name for that time.
Yeah, I've been calling this review. This is repeat for me. I don't know why I'm not able to do this. I'm going to try to reconfigure it for 2024 and maybe try to do it for an hour each weekend day. This is a kind of work that would really help me if I did it. And it's a way of reviewing reading materials, and I'm not sure why I'm finding it challenging to do. But
maybe
I'm thinking,
it should be 15 minutes.
No, because I think the problem is it's getting into it that's hard, and so maybe I think if it's longer, maybe it would feel easier, weirdly, than making it shorter. But I could be wrong. So anyway, if something keeps not working, it's like, we'll try something different. Because if it's not working, at a certain point, you're like, I'm not going to change myself, so why don't I try it a different way? So I'm going to experiment because I did not do that.
Okay. And finally, number 23, watch a great TV show.
Oh, yes. We watched Better Call Saul, which I loved.
Yes. Adam and Jack are going through that right now. They like it more than Breaking Bad.
I do too. But I love Breaking Bad, but I like Better Call Saul as well. Yeah, it's fun to have a great TV show.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal, I think you did great on your list. You definitely did better than I did.
So, Elizabeth, I just counted it up, and we are we are the same.
No way. Wow.
We are both 15. Your thing about the season 3 of Fantasy Island, you would have done it if you could have done it. So kind of a ghostly 16. Mm-hmm. But I think that's so funny that we both thought the other was doing much better, but we did the same. That's
all
great.
All right. Good all on right. us.
Yeah, that's good. We're more than halfway. We did more than half.
Good for us. Coming up, a few final thoughts on the 23 for 23 list. But first, this break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career, therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/GretchenRubin.
Gretch, I love eating sandwiches, like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter sandwich is my ideal lunch, but I'm very aware of my carb intake, so oftentimes I avoid sandwiches. Luckily, Hero Bread has remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it has protein and fiber. I have been using it to make grilled cheeses, and I use their tortillas to make a cheese quesadilla, and I am in heaven.
Hero Bread tastes great, has a terrific texture, and helps you meet your nutrition goals. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use happier at checkout. That's happier at hero.co.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Okay, so we are dying to hear from you. What did you try? What did you learn? What did you get done on your 23 for 23 list? What did you learn about yourself from reviewing it? Let us know on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@GretchenRubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. This is happiercast.com/459 for everything related to this episode. And for the resource this week, it is easy to rush through the holiday season into the new year without reflecting on the past. There is going to be a habit jumpstart in the Happier app to help you celebrate your progress over the last 12 months and to conduct a year-end review. This, I love doing year-end reviews. I think it's really, really helpful to see what you've accomplished, and to make sure that you don't forget about things that were maybe less tangible. A year-end review can also help you get ready for the upcoming year. And for those who would like to reflect with others, this month's Jumpstart offers activities for families or groups of friends.
That's fun.
That's coming Sunday, December 10th. Head to thehappierapp.com to learn more. And what are we reading, Elizabeth? What are you reading?
I am reading Live Wire, Long-Winded Short Stories by Kelly Ripa.
And I am reading Grass in Piccadilly by Noel Streetfield. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Review your 23 and 23 list. Let us know what insights you gained.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram and TikTok and Threads at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like this show, please be sure to tell a friend. Forward them an email to the episode. This is how most people discover our show. We truly, truly appreciate it if you recommend the podcast to the people in your life.
Something to put on your 24 for 24 list.
Oh, yes.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward. So, Elizabeth, what do you think the significance is of the fact that we both had the same number done? Do you think that means anything?
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting thing. Maybe we're inclined to have the same number of sort of things we can accomplish and things we aspire to.
That's what I was thinking, is maybe we've sort of settled into kind of the right level of stretch.
Yes. That's what I'm wondering.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to see what happens in 24.
Yep.
From the Onward Project.